BBC World Service. And now, Witness History. Today we're taking you back 64 years to the creation of a new product, instant noodles, which revolutionised mealtimes in Japan and across the world. Yukitaka Satsui worked with the original creator, Momofuku Ando. In 2018, he spoke to Ashley Byrne.
The room that we're in now is called the Instant Noodles History Cube, and this is where we have over 3,000 instant noodle packages.
On the 25th of August 1958, a brand new packet food, chicken ramen, went on sale in Japan, forever changing the eating habits of millions of people across the world.
As the name suggests, the noodles were coated with chicken soup stock, and you could cook the dish by just adding hot water.
So-called instant ramen, or noodles, invented by entrepreneur Momofuku Ando, were a culinary innovation which transformed Japanese kitchens.
If you cooked ramen at home, it would take more than half an hour, but these took only a few minutes. So people called it magic ramen. Sales growth just exploded.
Yukitaka Satsui, an executive for Nissin Foods, the company founded by Ando in the 1950s, is also director here at the Cup Noodle Museum in Yokohama and was involved with Nissin Foods in those early days.
When I was involved in product development, Momofuku Ando told me, "Satsui-kun, when you develop instant noodles, you mustn't make them taste too delicious. Just produce a flavour which makes you want to eat them again and again. If you eat a really delicious steak, you probably won't want to eat beef again that week." And he was right. If it's too delicious and makes you too satisfied, you don't want to eat it for a while.
Following the country's defeat in World War II, food shortages were rife in Japan, and crops such as wheat were being supplied by the United States, who had occupied the country immediately after the war.
They produced mostly bread with the wheat, encouraged schools to provide students the bread for their school lunches. Then Momofuku Ando hit on something. The Japanese have a long history of eating noodles. When you eat bread, you need another dish like soup and so on, because you don't get enough nutrition just from bread. So he thought that people would be happier if he sold easy-to-cook noodles made from the wheat. But he had never cooked ramen before, so he didn't have any knowledge about it. He lived in a rented house in the town of Ikeda, Osaka then. He didn't have much money and barely managed to pay the rent, but he built a little shed in the garden with a laboratory inside and started to develop his own ramen.
Well, actually, this is a faithful recreation of the work shed where Momofuku Ando created chicken ramen in 1958.
Satsui says that Ando's main problem was to ensure the noodles would remain fresh and unspoilt, even 6 months after they were first produced. He knew that there had to be a drying process, but wasn't sure of the best method.
One day, when he was struggling to find the solution, he happened to see his wife, Masako, frying tempura for dinner. He was watching the bubbles around the tempura as the batter cooked in the hot fat. When, for example, you fry tempura shrimp, the water in the shrimp evaporates, which results in tiny holes in the batter, making it porous. So his inspiration for drying the noodles came from watching his wife making tempura.
Those tiny holes had the added bonus of helping the noodles rehydrate much more quickly when boiling water was added. Instant ramen was born, and Ando immediately started using Nissin Foods in order to distribute his new wonder product.
But in the beginning, this product didn't sell well. Many people didn't know these noodles existed, and others thought 35 yen for one bag was really pricey. So we held tasting events at department stores, and people came to realize the noodles were actually really tasty.
Not only do we have our own packages, but we display packages from other companies as well. Some overseas packages over here.
Chicken ramen was soon being embraced all around Japan, and Ando began to look to other markets.
The reason why he chose chicken flavor is that looking at the various dishes around the world, there are a lot of chicken soup-based dishes. I don't think he realized it at the time, but it was a great idea, because we found various religious barriers when our company started to sell instant noodles in the US or other countries. Pork is forbidden for Muslims. Hindus don't eat beef. However, a lot of people do eat chicken.
In 1971, 13 years after first creating instant noodles, Ando came up with yet another innovation, following a trip to the United States.
The reason why he invented cup noodles is that when he went to the US to meet buyers from some of the supermarkets there, he wanted them to try the noodles and found that they didn't have ramen bowls or even chopsticks. It's not part of the American culture. So they put the instant noodles in cups used for drinking Cokes, then poured on the boiling water. And they didn't have chopsticks, so they ate them with forks. So he came up with an idea to develop a new product, noodles in a cup, which was easy to eat with a fork. It took 5 years, but he eventually succeeded in creating this new product.
Cup noodles were a huge success in the United States, but initially weren't embraced in Japan, partly because of the price and also because eating on the go was considered very bad manners in Japanese culture. However, all that changed in February 1972 during the Osamu Sanso hostage crisis when five members of the militant group United Red Army seized control of a mountain lodge. And during the 10 days, there was very little respite for the police officers on duty in the harsh conditions.
It was really cold there. Women in the neighbourhood kindly made rice balls for the police. But as the temperature dropped below zero, the rice balls froze and they couldn't eat them. So cup noodles were provided. And the police were so delighted and eagerly ate them. And that brought about their success just by chance.
The debate on just how healthy instant noodles are has been ongoing. Like many convenience foods, they contain high levels of salt and fat. But Sui says Momofuku Ando was always ready to defend his creation.
When we went abroad, I often saw journalists asking him if it would be unhealthy if you eat instant noodles every day, and he would always reply like this. I've been eating instant noodles every day since I was 48 years old. People say instant noodles are bad for health, but I'm now over 90 years old and still really healthy and energetic, so they can't be unhealthy. I'm a living witness. And all the journalists would laugh, but also be won over.
And at the age of 95, Ando reinvented the noodle once again, this time for a zero-gravity eating experience.
So Space ROM is a type of instant noodle developed especially for space travel.
There's no gravity in space, so firstly, it's really hard to make ramen in those conditions. And if the soup splashes onto the walls inside the shuttle, it could cause serious damage, as every wall is equipped with delicate precision instruments. So the soup can never be splashed, and the noodles mustn't float. He developed the technique, and that's Space ROM.
At the turn of this century, a survey conducted by the Fuji Research Institute asked 2,000 people in Tokyo the question of what was the most significant product developed in the country since World War II. There were several runners-up, but one clear winner.
Instant ramen won the first place. There were other great inventions such as the Nintendo game machine, Sony Walkman, and other high technology inventions in the ranking. But for Japanese people, instant noodles was acclaimed as the best innovation.
Momofuku Ando passed away in 2007 at the age of 96. Instant noodles can now be found in shops all across the world. And Yukitaku Tsutsui says we owe it all to just one man.
Momofuku Ando was so humble. I just invented a very tiny product called chicken ramen, he used to say. But he would be so delighted that over 100 billion packets of instant noodles are now being consumed around the world every year.
Yukitaka Satsui was talking to Ashley Byrne in 2018 for that edition of the Witness History podcast. It was a Made in Manchester production for the BBC World Service. If you enjoyed this podcast, why not leave us a review?